The housing recession across America is officially spreading in 2025. The price declines are happening in more and more states, and new data from Zillow is now showing that over half of U.S. states experienced a home value decline in April. This is shocking data, which is showing just how fast this housing correction is now taking hold across the U.S. And in this video, I'm going to give you the details on where prices are dropping the most and how much they're going to go down over the next year. You can see, according to data on Reventure app, the market that went down the most in April was Florida, with a 0.55% decline on the month, which annualizes to over 6% in a year. Second place was Colorado, which went down 0.54%. Third place was Washington, D.C. at 0.48%, and we're going to get into the rest of this list as the video goes on, because it's no longer just Florida and Texas where home prices are correcting. It's now 27 out of 50 states where this is happening in the spring, and this is a time of year when home prices should normally be going up, yet they're going down. And the reason they're going down is because the home buyer demand on the U.S. housing market is still resting at 30-year lows. There's a massive home buyer boycott going on right now. People cannot pay these sky-high prices at 7% mortgage rates, with Redfin reporting that the spring home buying season sputters as supply jumps to a 5-year high, with existing home sales dropping to a 6-month low. You can see that this existing home sale figure from Redfin is down about 40% from its pandemic peak to only 4.2 million annualized home sales, and that's a level that's the lowest we've seen going back to at least 2012. And the reason buyer demand is low is because prices are too high. Inflation-adjusted home prices right now are in the biggest bubble of all time, and that's deterring would-be buyers from looking for houses and making offers. But encouragingly, there is more affordability now coming onto the market. So what I'm going to do right now is break down just how much prices are dropping in different cities on a month-over-month basis. I'm going to give you what the annualized versions of those monthly declines are, so you as a buyer can get a sense if the prices are starting to drop enough in your area to bring you back into the market. And to do this, we're going to look at a data point on Reventure app called Home Value Growth Month-over-Month. And this is a data point derived from Zillow's Home Value Index, which looks at how values change from March to April 2025. And in the case of Colorado, you can see they went down 0.54%. And this month-over-month growth in Colorado, it's falling off the table. It's going down every single month, indicating we could be in a housing correction now in Colorado if this holds. Now, 0.54% month-over-month, times that by 12, and you would get 6.5% decline over a full year if the current monthly home price drop holds. So when you see these month-over-month figures, times them by 12 to get the annualized forecast. You could see even now in California, we have home value declines. In California, prices dropped 0.42% month over month, which annualizes to about 4.9% decline over a full year. And really, folks, these prices dropped everywhere in the Southeast, Mountain West, and West Coast. You can see in terms of where prices are dropping, it's pretty much everywhere in those regions, while values still went up in the Midwest and Northeast. Now, I know what some of you might be saying out there. You might be saying, Nick, that's great that prices are dropping. However, a 0.4 or 0.5% drop in a month doesn't seem like a whole lot and doesn't get me too excited. However, what I would say to you all out there is that that's a fairly substantial decline for 1 month. And in the context of the fact that housing market downturns typically last for 5 years, well, if you were to multiply those monthly declines over 5 years, you would end up seeing 20, 25, 30% decline. So we are seeing a real housing correction begin to take hold. And this housing correction is likely to accelerate more as the year goes on due to the trends in inventory. We're quite simply seeing a lot of stubborn sellers now get pushed onto the market. A lot of sellers didn't want to sell their house the last 2 years after mortgage rates went up. But now those sellers are finally realizing that the jig is up and it's time to come to market and sell their home. And I want you all to understand this by looking at this graph, which takes a look at the housing inventory on the U.S. in April 2025 on the resale market. So this is resale listings only. This excludes home builders. And you could see we had 959,000 resale listings as of April 2025. That was up 31% year over year. But take a look at this. That was the highest level of resale inventory that we've seen since 2019, when inventory was 1.1 million. Now it's almost back to a million. So what this graph shows is that there is no more national housing shortage in America. You know, there was this idea during the pandemic that we had a big national housing shortage, and you can see that in the data. The inventory dropped to 380,000 in April 2022. Well, now it's rocketed back up to a normal level for the spring, and it's going to continue going up in the future based on the current trends. And that's how you know that prices are more likely to drop in the future if you're a buyer, an investor, or a seller trying to figure out how to use this data to make a better decision. It's going to be important to look at those inventory trends, because they're going to tell you if we're going to continue seeing these month over month declines in the data reported by Zillow. However, I have to warn you, we are still seeing massive differences in terms of where prices are dropping in the US and where inventory is going up. We're still in a very bifurcated housing market, where half of the country is firmly in a housing correction right now, while the other half of the country is not quite there. And in fact, some parts of the US are still in a very buoyant housing market, where inventory is tight and where there's bidding wars. And the best way to understand this fact, everyone, of the bifurcated market and understanding how important it is to understand the data for your area, is by comparing the states of Florida and New York. And this is one of the most fascinating graphs you'll see, because it shows how Florida's housing market inventory is skyrocketing. Florida's inventory is now 23% higher than it was prior to the pandemic. Meanwhile, New York's housing inventory is still down 45% from where it was prior to the pandemic. And you can see this is a relationship that didn't exist during the pandemic or prior to the pandemic. New York always kind of had more housing inventory than Florida. Now Florida has way more housing inventory than New York. And there's a host of reasons for that. There's reverse migration occurring. There's the fact that home builders went absolutely crazy in Florida. But the reality that you have to pay attention to is that certain markets are in a housing correction and will stay in that housing correction for a while. Because the demand, everyone, the home buyer demand, it's still tanking in many different states. Because we can see that the home sales figure in Florida is down 10% year over year. April 2024 to 2025, there was a 10% drop in sales in Florida. There was a 7% drop in Tennessee. There was a 7% drop in Texas. In the case of Florida, these home sales are down almost 40% from their pandemic peak. And so when you see this home sale data on Reventure app, which we're going to release soon in the next couple of weeks for you guys out there as a new data point, when you look at the home sales and you see them trending down like that, that's another signal to you that prices are going to keep dropping. But there seems to be some disagreement out there in housing market analyst circles about why home buyer demand is low and why prices are starting to drop. You know, a lot of articles out there are trying to say that it's economic uncertainty that's causing the slowdown in the housing market this year, and it's causing buyers to stay away. You know, in particular, a lot of people are blaming the tariffs that the Trump administration did. They're blaming increased inflation expectations in the future. And, you know, all of those things could be increasing the overall levels of uncertainty and causing maybe some people to stay on the sidelines. However, I want to just key you in, folks, to the important point about why the housing market is entering a correction. And that's due to the fact that home prices are simply too high. That is the simple fact that's been driving the housing market the last 2 years, driving the really low buyer demand, and now starting to drive this initial wave of price declines, is that simply the values went to a level that most Americans can't afford. And, you know, the quickest way to solve for high prices is to have high prices and demand to go down. And that's what we're seeing. And I actually surveyed you guys and asked you this question in my Reventure 2025 home buyer survey, because I wanted to know the answer. I asked, what's the number one thing stopping you from buying a house right now? And 1,700 of you responded to this survey, and the answer was overwhelming. 70% of you said home prices being too high is what's stopping you from buying a house right now. Meanwhile, only 11% of you said mortgage rates are too high, and only 10% of you said the economic environment is too uncertain. And so I just want you folks to look at these responses because they run kind of counter to what we're seeing in a lot of the news articles. A lot of the news articles are saying economic environment is too uncertain is the main reason that buyers aren't buying or that people are concerned about their job prospects. That seems to be at a minimum. Most people are concerned that prices are too high, and for good reason, everyone. For good reason, because inflation-adjusted prices are at a level right now that is not sustainable, that it has no historical precedent. You could see here on this graph, looking at the last 135 years of home prices, that were 90% higher than the long-term norm on inflation-adjusted prices, and that the only other time the home price index was this high was the 2006 bubble before the big crash. I want you guys to absorb this graph because it tells you everything you need to know about the housing market right now. The fact that we're in a massive bubble and this bubble is driving buyers away, and these buyers are not going to come back until these prices drop and drop significantly. It's not going to just be a couple months of 0.5% declines that's going to bring the buyers back into the market. It's going to be quarters and likely years of price declines that are needed to actually make homes feel more affordable, and that's going to finally bring some relief to home buyers out there and make them feel like they're not throwing their money away or not getting into a bad investment when buying a house. And so it's a mixed story here, everyone. On one hand, the declining prices are good news for you all as a buyer, but on the other hand, we're likely going to need to see them drop for a while before it really starts to feel affordable again. Now, I want to spend some more time showing you folks the states that had the biggest value decline from March until April with this Zillow data, which you can find on Reventure app on the home value growth month over month data point. We talked about Florida being the state with the biggest price declines, Colorado being the state with the second biggest price declines. We got DC at number three, and we got California at number four. So California, folks, a lot of people in California thought that California wasn't going to get hit. It's starting to get hit. Its annual price growth is down only 1.3%. Probably in the next 4 to 5 months, its annual price growth will be negative. We could also see Washington State was down 0.4%. Arizona was down 0.3%. Louisiana was down 3.6%. Interestingly, West Virginia was down 0.35%. This one surprised me. We at Reventure App, we're forecasting prices to still go up in West Virginia, but it snuck in a decline in April. In Texas, prices dropped. In Georgia, prices dropped. Same in Oregon, Kansas, Arkansas, North Carolina, Vermont, South Carolina, Nevada, Tennessee, Alabama, Idaho, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Utah, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Virginia. And yes, even in Hawaii, prices dropped 0.4% month over month. Now, how much do I think home prices are going to continue dropping over the next year? Well, we at Reventure App have a national home price forecast, which we released a couple months ago. And that national price forecast is saying that values are going to go down 0.5% over the next 12 months on a national basis. You can see our national forecast right here. We're down 0.5% over the next 12 months. This is a forecast that was at 2.4% in the fall, but you can see it continues declining each and every month as more inventory hits the market and as we see the price cuts increase. What's interesting is that Reventure's forecast is actually now more optimistic than Zillow's forecast. Zillow is forecasting prices to drop 1.9% over the next 12 months. So Zillow is now officially more bearish on the housing market than Reventure, which is something I think is kind of amusing. I still see people out there try to claim that I'm just, you know, a perpetual housing market bear and always predicting a crash. But I'm actually saying that values are going to go down less than what Zillow thinks they're going to go down by. However, there's some important differences between Reventure's forecast and Zillow's forecast. Namely, Reventure has a lot more geographic variability in where prices are going to go up and go down. You know, we still have a positive home price forecast score for a lot of the Midwest and the Northeast. We still think values are going to go up in New York and Connecticut and New Jersey, as well as Illinois over the next 12 months. Zillow thinks values are going to drop everywhere pretty much over the next 12 months. We think they're going to go up still in the Midwest and Northeast due to tight inventory, but our forecasts are starting to get really negative now in Arizona, in Utah, in Colorado, in Texas, and Florida. To see just how negative they are getting, you should go to www.reventure.app. and type in your city or zip code so you could see our zip code level price forecasts. This is a score that goes from 0 to 100, and the closer your score gets to 0, the more of a buyer's market and the more that prices will drop in the future. So sign up for a premium plan on Reventure app so you could see our individual price forecast score for your area. And then make sure to utilize our home price score conversion chart so you could see how our score out of 100 corresponds to where prices are going in terms of percentages over the next year in your market. You're not going to want to miss this data now entering the summer 2025 housing market as values are really starting to press down in over half of the US. Head to www.reventure.app to see just how much they're going to drop over the next 12 months in your area.